Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Linda Larson, and I have you showing up on a thing in my bank account. And I don't know how it got into my bank account because I didn't authorize this.
May I have your zip code, please?
04901.
Zero 04901.
Yes, sir. I have no idea what Fast Boost 8 is.
Yes, we're going to look for the information. One moment. And 04901. Is there an email address that's associated with this account?
I have no idea because I don't know this account.
Okay.
You're showing up on my phone saying you took money out of my debit card. The numbers on, let's see, is 7 Fast Boost 8 556 274.
One more time, please.
Fast Boost 8 556 274. I just want my money because I have no clue who you are. I have no understanding why you have my debit card. No clue.
Okay. Can you say Larson is correct?
L-A-R-S-O-N.
Thank you, Mrs. Larson. Please verify your shipping address, Mrs. Larson.
131 College Avenue, Apartment 4, Waterville, Maine, 04901.
Thank you. So we were able to locate an account. Please allow me one moment to review the information. Still with you here, one moment. Okay. Mrs. Larson, on October 25th, 2022, at 11:10 p.m., you were elected to go forth to receive a KitchenAid set for $574 in an exclusive offer.
Correct. Now, what's the rest of the $67.32 for?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. So, being that you did call in, went forth to receive the KitchenAid set and an exclusive offer, if you did not call before the trial period's expiration, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. The membership program allows you the opportunity to receive $200 in vouchers.
No. Nowhere did it say that I had to call you in that thing. Nowhere. I want my money back. You can keep the five, whatever it was. I don't care. I want the 67.32 back. I did not authorize us to take it out of my card, which means you had no right to do it because I didn't know about it.
Did you read the terms and conditions, Mrs. Larson?
My name is not Mrs. to start with. You took money out of my account without me knowing it. That's a no-no, dear. I want my money back. I did not authorize anything besides the $5 and whatever cents it was. You can keep the $5 and whatever it is. I want my money back because nobody notified me of taking out $67.32. I want it back. I don't give a rat's ass what your little piece of paper says. You have no right to take money out of anybody's account without their knowledge. You did it. Put it back in my account now.